我好感謝主。Sorry, I really thank the Lord.
我好感謝主。
We are saying it twice.
係兩次嘅，再講，再重複一次。
So, to see so many brothers and sisters.
能夠見到咁多嘅弟兄姊妹。
And to experience the worship of the Lord at the Lord's table.
去經歷與弟兄姊妹去一齊嘅喺主嘅桌子面前敬拜佢。
For he is worthy.
因為佢係配得嘅。
And this Lord's table is a fellowship together.
主嘅桌子係我哋一起嘅交通。
As I was thinking about this morning's sharing.
當我喺度思想今天早上要交通嘅時候。
And the Lord seems to be speaking to me regarding something that we all have as brothers and sisters.
主就好似對我講，要說明一啲我哋弟兄姊妹已經擁有嘅一啲嘢。
And this is the born again life.
依個就係我哋重生嘅依個新嘅生命。
I'm so glad that you have recently a family who come to know the Lord.
我哋實在好開心，因為喺我哋當中有一個新嘅家庭嚟咗我哋當中。
And maybe some of you have believed in the Lord only recently.
或者我哋喺在座當中有啲係新信主嘅。
Or you have believed in Jesus for many years.
或者喺我哋在座當中已經信咗主好耐嘅。
But we all have common is this born again life.
但係我哋擁有嘅同一樣嘅嘢就係一個重生嘅新嘅生命。
So the Lord is speaking to me again regarding this born again life.
主就向我說話，就要嚟分享呢個題目，就係重生嘅生命。
So this morning, by the grace of God with His enabling, I will share on this.
早上靠著主嘅恩典，我願意同弟兄姊妹分享。
And also yesterday.I was sharing in St. Bruno.
喺琴日我就喺 St. Bruno 嗰度交通。
I share on a fellowship and supping.
我就交通同埋與主坐席。
Supping means 食嘢 ，we eating.
即係同主一齊食嘢食飯。
I don't want to repeat yesterday's sharing.
我唔願意再重複翻昨天嘅交通。
But my sharing is will be connected to this, but from a different angle.
但我今天早上要交通嘅係同關於昨天嘅係能夠連上去嘅。
Because this fellowship and this supping is in the Lord, in His life.
因為交通同埋坐席係喺主裏面嘅，係喺同佢嘅生命能夠連上嘅。
So I'm going to begin with sharing with you again. For many of us are so familiar how do we get the born again life?
所以我要再同弟兄姊妹再交通呢件事，就係我哋點樣能夠嚟得著呢個重生嘅生命。
And where is your eternal life?
我哋嘅永生喺邊度呢？
And when we know how we have eternal life.
如果我哋知道點樣能夠得到呢個永生嘅時候
，and we know that this eternal life is in where，
我哋知道呢個永生喺邊度，從邊度而嚟
，then this helps us to know Him。
咁樣就我哋就能夠知道，能夠認識主。
But again，
但係
，we still have our soul。
我哋仍然有我哋魂嘅生命。
And how is it linked with the eternal life?
咁我哋魂嘅生命點樣能夠喺呢個永生呢件事上發生連上關係呢？
So these are the things we have to be clear in our believing in Jesus.
我哋願意喺信主嘅呢件事上好清楚嘅嚟交通交代呢啲事情。
That we may grow in the Lord.
所以我哋就能夠喺主裏面長進。
And when we come to the fellowshipping,
當我哋講到交通嘅事情嘅時候
，when you talk about supping with the Lord,
交通到與主坐席嘅事情嘅時候
，it is really fellowshipping in His life, in His life, and supping in His life.
就係喺主嘅生命裏邊交通，喺主嘅生命裏邊同佢坐席。
So these are very much interconnected.
佢哋全部係連上關係，發生關係。
Okay.So, I want to ask you,
我願意問你一個問題。
How do you get eternal life?
你怎樣能夠得著永生呢？
Anyone who volunteer?
啊，有沒有弟兄姊妹願意作這個回答呢？
You can't be wrong.
你不會答錯的。
I very much hope that this is a more interactive session than we talking here. Sorry, can you repeat? Well, you can say your answer. Let's see whether it's right or wrong.How do we get eternal life?
怎樣能夠得著永生?
Okay, thank you. Any other offer?
有沒有第二個答覆?
Believe in Jesus.
相信主耶稣。
Okay. Right. So, I think the right starting point is believing in Jesus.
我相信正确的起点就是从信耶稣来开始。
In John's Gospel,There are many places about believing in Jesus.
在約翰福音裏面，很多處都提到相信耶穌。
And in believing in Him, we have life eternal, eternal life.
信耶穌得永生。
So, eternal life is not something in the future.
永生不是一些在將來要發生的事情。
It's the moment when you believe in Jesus, you have eternal life.
在從你開始信主的一刻開始，就已經能夠經歷永生。
So in many senses, what the lady said is that we can have it in this life.
好像剛才姊妹說，在今生我們可以開始的。
But how do you get it in this life?
但是你怎樣能夠在今生裡面得著呢？
It's not by your works.
不是靠著你做了什麼出來。
It's not by how much you, how good you are.
不是靠著你做人怎樣的好法。
It is by believing in Jesus.
是靠著你相信主耶穌。
So can I ask you again, one more question?
再問多你一個問題。
What?Is meant by believing in Jesus.
相信主耶稣究竟是什么一回事呢?
A sister said, we have eternal life when we believe in Jesus.
刚才姊妹回答说，我们信耶稣那时候就能够得着永生。
What do you mean by believing in Jesus?
信耶稣怎样信法呢?
True, yeah, 怎样信法? Yeah, how to be...True, yeah, it's the same. And so what does it mean by believing in Jesus?
怎樣信法呢? 信耶穌?
Yeah. 口裡承認。
Believe in the mouth, heart, confess in the mouth.
Yeah. I think at this point, shall we turn to some scriptures?
或者我們能夠來到打開聖經。
We read John's Gospel, chapter 3.
約翰福音第三章。
Chapter 3, verse 15.
第三章，約翰福音第三章第十五節。
John's Gospel, chapter 3, verse 15.
約翰福音第三章第十五節。
Sorry, I need to get my English Bible. We ask our brother to read it for us.
是約翰福音第三章第十五節，叫一切信他的都得永生。
So the Chinese is the translation is that everyone who believes him have life eternal or eternal life. Yeah.
在中文就話叫一切信他的都得永生。
Believe him, okay?
信他的。
But in the English, more correct translation is that is like this: that everyone who believes on him, may not perish but have life eternal.
有个中文嘅小字能够更加准确嘅翻译就话，叫一切信的人在他里边得永生。
To believe him is in Chinese.
信他的在中文里面这样翻译。
But the better the original meaning, the original translation is give you a clearer picture of what is believing him is to believe on him.
在原文更准确的翻译就说是信入他里面的。
To put it simply,
或者簡單的說明一點
believe, okay?
信
and then on,
在他裡面
there are two parts, two actions in this belief.
是有兩個的動作
not just believing in the head,
不是單單的在頭腦裡面相信
not just believing like I believeAnd I believe in Christianity.
不是单单的话你信基督教。
On, this word on, believe on, is, has a meaning, is you trust in him.
信在他里面的这个含义就是你信靠他。
Believe on means you trust in him.
信在他里面的意思就是你信靠他。
So you believe.
你相信。
With your heart.
从你的心里面相信。
But then you trust in him.
但是你信靠他。
This trusting means you are committing yourself to him.
信靠他的意思就是你完全的来投靠他。
You are not believing in a religion.
你并不是相信宗教。
You are believing in, on him or in him. You are trusting yourself to him who is a person, this Jesus.
你信在他里面，将你的全人、全心的投靠在他里面。
So this is your relationship. You have a relationship with this person.
你同呢一个人连上一个个人嘅关系。
So it is a relationship. In believing him, in believing on him, you have a relationship with him.
你相信佢嘅时候，你就同呢一个人有连上咗一个关系。
So believing in Jesus is having a relationship with Jesus.
相信主耶稣就是同主耶稣连上这个关系。
Okay. In Southampton, we have a Mandarin speaking Bible study.
在我们英国的教会那里，有一个国语的查经聚会。
We have a few students from China studying the Bible with us.
有几个的学者是从中国来的，同我们一起查经。
Now, what I'm trying to tell you is that there's a difference between knowing the Bible and committing yourself to Jesus. I'm trying to tell you with this group.
我愿意同你分享的，同弟兄姊妹分享的就是，我们能够读经查经，但是同主耶稣连上这个关系是完全的两回事。
Now, we have several of these students been coming. Some have been coming for over 1 year.
有几个的这样的学者从中国来的，差不多超过一年的时间跟我们一起查经。
And, they, from the first time, they knew nothing about the Bible.
从我们刚刚开始来的时候，完全对圣经没有任何的了解。
Whereas for us, we are so used to, it's so familiar.
但是对于我们来说，我们很熟悉。
I still remember, after a couple of times this student, after a couple of times of attending the Bible study,
当我们查经查了几次之后呢？
两次啦，two times.
两次。
And then we were talking about the love of God.
我们的题目就是讲到神的爱。
In the Bible, in the passage, we were sharing on the love of God.
从圣经中我们就交通到神的爱。
He asked me,
这个学者就问，
What is the love of God?
神的爱是什么呢？
It is a good question.
是一个非常好的问题。
To me, it seems so familiar. What's the love of God? Of course, I know.
对于我来讲，好一个好时常思想的事情，我时常都想到神的爱是什么。
I can tell you quite a lot about the love of God.
我能够同你交通很多关于神的爱的事。
But what struck me was that question struck me is that, there are people who don't even know what is the love of God.
但我很惊讶的就是那个问题临到我的时候，我就想起，哇，原来有人完全不知道什么是神的爱。
Whereas for us, we are so familiar with this.
但对于我们来说，我们实在很惯常的来认识。
I have a burden in my heart because I know that it's not by telling him about the love of God. But I have this burden is that I pray for him that he will receive the love of God. He will know the love of God in his heart.
在心里面我知道不是单靠我用口讲给他听什么是神的爱。我心里面为他祷告，主啊，你要他接受神的爱，让他能够认识。
So they, another of his fellow students been coming for over a year.
咁有另外一位嘅学者就已经喺我哋当中超过一年嘅时间。
And our brother, there's a brother in our midst who leads this Bible study.
喺我哋当中有一个弟兄喺度带呢个小组嘅。
And he also believes in Jesus. He comes from China. He believed in Jesus when he was lecturing. He was a lecturer in a university in Australia.
他都是国内来的，他信主的时候呢，他那时候就在澳洲当这个教大学的讲师。
And he, by God's leading, I think miraculously, and he was appointed professor and chair and professor of statistics in the University of Southampton.
靠着主的带领呢，这一位学弟兄呢就做了这个教 statistic 是
统计学
的教科主任。
And he has this burden to lead the Chinese students to the Lord.
咁佢就有一個負擔，要帶其他從國內嚟嘅學者查經。
And he cared for them.
啊，佢就照顧佢哋。
And during after a while, he will ask them. He will ask those non-believing or pre-believing friends to start praying before the Bible study.
過咗一段嘅時候咧，佢就會邀請其他嚟嘅參加讀經嘅依啲學者嚟。聚會開始的時候，要求他們來禱告。
And then after the Bible study, he also asked one to pray.
查完經之後呢，他就會邀請其中一位來作簡短的禱告。
Can you imagine these students don't even know the law, asked to pray?
你可以想想，他們完全都不認識主的，要求他們來禱告。
And they asked, how do I pray?
他們就問，我怎樣禱告？
And then,they will give an answer. Oh, very simple. You just talk to God.
哦，咁你就話俾佢聽。哦，好簡單啫。你就好似同神傾偈咁樣。
Oh, therefore they have this simple heart. They pray to God.
咁佢哋就有一個好簡單嘅心嚟，哦，向神禱告咯。
And they pray such in a way, you know, we also used to listening to prayers of brother and sister.
係。在我们当中，我们会很惯常的来听到弟兄姊妹祷告。
But to listen to someone who hasn't known the Lord yet, but are seeking to listen to the prayer is very special to me.
但当我们听到这些来到寻求主，亦都未信主的时候，这些人的祷告的时候是非常特别的。
Okay, they pray.
他们祷告。
So once I send them home, I drove them home, go back home after the Bible study.
喺查經完咗之後，我哋會車佢翻屋企。
咁 this one who pray and ask me a very simple question.
咁頭先禱告嗰位咧就問我一個好簡單嘅問題。
Does God really listen to my prayer?
佢就問神係咪真係聽我對佢嘅禱告
？I said yes.
我話當然啦。
And he, because he has some personal issues, or he needs the Lord to guide him, God to guide. So he started praying, but then he asked, has this question, does God really listen to my prayer?
因为他有一些个人的难处，那他就有一些疑问，就问我，究竟神是不是真的听我的祷告？
And he started praying already.
但是他已经开始了祷告。
So this helped me to understand how to remind me again some very basic, some of the beginnings of our journey to in seeking God.
那我就被提醒，就发现，哦，我在开始起步寻求主的时候要思考的事情。
And this particular friend, he built up a relationship with us.
这位的朋友就在我们当中跟我们很熟。
So, I met him just before I left for America.
我认识他刚刚在我来之前。
I met him again, before I left for America.
今次嚟美國之前，我再有一次嘅同佢有一啲嘅接觸。
Because he hasn't been coming for 2 weeks, he was very busy with his research.
因為佢做嘢大學嗰陣時好忙，咁就有兩個禮拜冇嚟到。
And he was so happy to see me because I sent the other friend home, and he was there as well. In his house, he was just coming back home, and he said to me, "I will be able to come for." Next week's Bible study.
因为当我上一次送佢翻屋企嘅时候咧，佢就答应我，哦，我愿意会继续嘅，下次都嚟。
And then I said to him, I won't be there because I will be away for 3 weeks. I'm coming to America.
咁我嗰阵时就话俾佢听，哦，我下一次我唔会喺度，因为我会嚟到美国三个星期。
Then he just feels so sad that I won't be there.
哎呀，咁佢就觉得好难过，因为我唔会喺度。
So you see, there's a building up a relationship.
所以你见到系 我同佢有呢个个人嘅接触发生咗。
From being a stranger, he starting having this relationship, this feeling for us.
开始从唔认识佢，至到现在作朋友嘅关系。
Another one of his friend, once I went to Ireland, I didn't tell them, and he WeChat me. He said, "Are you all right? Where you were not at the Bible study?"
有另外嘅一位朋友，有一次我就去咗爱尔兰，咁呢位朋友就 WeChat 我，哇，你去咗边度啊？你 OK 嘛？
咁我就 I then explain, I'm here in Ireland. Then how was the Bible study tonight?
我就回复佢话：哦，而家喺爱尔兰啊，你查经点样啊
？He said, "I we have a very good Bible study."
佢就话：哦，我嘅查经非常之丰富。
And I understood a lot.
我领受咗好多。
We are doing John's Gospel chapter 9, chapter 10, just starting chapter 10.
嗰阵时系查紧约翰福音第十章。
Then I WeChat him back. I said.
咁我就回复佢。
I said, "You need to come to the point. You need to come to the point that you have to believe on Jesus in to commit your life to Jesus."
我就再提醒佢，你要喺呢一点上，你要加强，就系呢一点，就系你要接受，将你嘅全人信靠耶稣。
You need, you don't, you you just having the knowledge is not enough.You need this living relationship with Jesus.
单单在知识上面的认识是不够的。你要完全的来接受这一位耶稣跟他连上关系。
This friend also pray, in the, at our Bible study. He was asked to pray and was willing. At first he didn't know how to pray, but was willing. And he was praying very genuine prayer.
这位朋友也都是在查经里面作过祷告的，并且很诚心的来祷告。
Then when I asked him, "You need to have a living relationship with the Lord."
当我问他，你要跟耶稣连上这个个人的关系的时候
，And he replied.
咁他就回答
，I hope one day I will do this.
我希望以后有一天我能够这样做。
So you see.You can have the knowledge.
所以你知唔知道弟兄姊妹，你能够有呢个知识。
You begin to have this knowledge.
开始有一个知识。
But you need to come to the point that, as Jesus said, believe on me, then you will have life eternal.
但系你需要嚟到呢一个关口，就话信在他里边嚟得永生。
This committing yourself to him.
呢一个完全嘅嚟。投靠喺佢里面。
There are two parts: believe and on this Jesus. He's a person. He's a living person.
系有两个动作，第一系信，第二系在他里边。呢个系一个活嘅人。
So have you committed? Have you trust? Have you believe on Jesus?
在座中，我哋有冇曾经信在他里边？完全的投靠于他呢
It's the person Jesus Christ you're committing yourself to.
耶稣是这个人，我们是投靠在他里面。
You come to church on Sunday, you come to the meeting, you may, you say I'm a Christian, but let me ask you, have you trusted in him?
我哋能够星期日嘅嚟聚会，我哋能够话承认我哋基督徒，但我问你一个问题，我哋有冇完全嘅信在他里边
？You have you committed your life yourself to him？
你有冇将你嘅生命投靠喺佢里边
？When you do that，
当你咁样嘅做嘅时候
，you have eternal life，
你就能够得着永生。
So,Another occasion, I asked a question to another group in Newark.
有另外的一个机会，在另外一个聚会地方，我就问这个问题。
Where is your eternal life?
我就问你的永生在哪里呢
?Where is your eternal life?
你的永生收埋在哪里？
And his brother, young, he's done his PhD, he's married, he's, I don't know how old he is. He said, it's in my heart.
有一個博士就回答, 在我的心裡面。
Oh yes, it's in our heart.
沒錯, 在我的心裡面。
Then he said, you can't see it.
接著他就說, 但你看不到的。
Oh true, I can't see.
沒錯, 是我是看不到的。
I can't even see your heart.
我當然不能夠看穿你的心。
But I said, where is eternal life? He said, in your heart. Where is the heart? Where is the heart?
永生在哪裡? 在你的心裡面。 那你的心在哪裡?
Where is the eternal life?
你的永生在哪裡?
So shall we read chapter 3?
再看第三章。
John's Gospel chapter 3.
約翰福音第三章。
Verse 1, we just read verse 15, shall we just read again?
第15節我們再來讀一遍。
Chapter 3 verse 1 to 15.
第三章從第一節開始讀到第十五節。
Shall we read together?
一起的來讀。
Okay, let's start.
開始。有一個法利賽人名叫尼哥底母，是猶太人的官。這人夜裡來見耶穌說， 拉比，我們知道你是由神那裡來作師傅的，因為你所行的神跡若沒有神同在，無人能行。耶穌回答說，我實實在在的告訴你，人若不重生，就不能見神的國。尼哥底母說，人已經老了，如何能重生呢？豈能再進母腹生出來麼？耶穌說，我實實在在的告訴你， 人若不是從水和聖靈生的，就不能進神的國。從肉生生的，就是肉身；從靈生的，就是靈。我說你們必須重生，你不要以為稀奇。風隨著意思吹，你聽見風的響聲，卻不曉得從哪裡來，往哪裡去。凡從聖靈生的，也是如此。尼哥底母問他說，怎能有這事呢？ 耶稣回答说：你是以色列的先生，还不明白这事么？我实实在在的告诉你，我们所说的是我们知道的，我们所见证的是我们见过的。你们却不领受我们的见证。我对你们说地上的事，你们尚且不信；若说天上的事，如何能信呢？除了从天降下，仍旧在天的人子， 沒有人升過天，摩西在曠野怎樣舉蛇，人子也必照樣被舉起來，叫一切信他的都得永生。
I'm sure this passage is quite familiar to many of us.
我相信這段經文對我們已經是很熟悉的了。But
here Jesus is trying to tell us something which is very important.
但在這裡，主耶穌對我們講一件非常重要的事情。
It's talking about the kingdom of God.
就是講到關於神的國。
It's verse 3.
第三節。
The kingdom of God.
神的國。
And this person, Nicodemus, wanted to find out something from Jesus.
這個人尼哥底母, 他想從耶穌身上找到一個答案。
And Jesus tell him right away, the kingdom of God.
主耶穌就明明地對他講話, 神的國。
As I mentioned, this verse 3 and verse 5.
第三節和第五節。
So the kingdom of God is something which do you think Nicodemus understand?
關乎神的國的事情, 你猜尼哥底母認不認識呢?
No, he doesn't.
當然不認識了。
Though he is a very educated person, he's a Pharisee, he's a very religious person.
他是一個 受過教育的人，他是一個法利賽人，一個先生。
But he doesn't understand what Jesus was talking about.
但他完全明白耶穌講緊乜嘢。
This is very evident in verse 10.
第十節好明顯嘅說明。
Thou art the teacher of Israel and knowest not these things.
耶穌同佢講，你係以色列人嘅先生，還不明白這事麼？
What does he tell us?
依依啲 说明咗咩嘢呢？
Though you are very educated, very intelligent,
我哋可能係好聪明受过教育嘅。
You don't understand the kingdom of God.
但我哋唔能够明白神嘅国。
He thought that when Jesus said to enter into the kingdom of God, you need to be born again.
耶稣话人若不重生就不能见神的国。
He thought that he had to go back to the mother's womb to be born again.
佢就以为佢要翻返去妈咪嗰度，从母腹里再生出嚟。
Verse 4。
第四节。
How can a man be born being old?
人已经老了，如何能重生呢？
Can he enter a second time into the womb of his mother and be born?
岂能再进母腹生出来么？
No, of course.
当然唔得啦。
Would your mother want to born you again?
妈咪当然唔愿意你再要佢再生多一次，生你出嚟。
I tell you, once is enough.
一次就够了。我话俾你听。
And he said, maybe he's implying I'm already old. How can I have this again?
可能他的意思就是我已经老了，怎么能够再发生呢这件事？
It's impossible.
是不能够的。
You born again, if you say born again, I have to be born again to enter the kingdom of God. So, it's impossible. I cannot get back to my mother's womb and be born again.
如果你说我要需要重生，然后才能够进入神的国，根本是我不能够做的一件事。
So he doesn't know what is born again. Yeah?
所以你就知道尼哥底母不明白什么叫做重生。
He thought that born again is his flesh. He's being born again as a Nicodemus from the mother's womb.
他以为重生这回事是从肉身再生多一次出来。
So Jesus, we need to be very careful. Jesus is saying,How we can enter into the kingdom of God.
主耶，我哋要好小心留意，主耶稣系说明我哋点样先能够进到神的国。
He told Nicodemus, verse 6.
第六节，佢话俾尼哥底母听。
That which is born of the flesh is flesh. That is from the mother's womb.
喺母腹生出嚟嘅就系肉身，从肉身生出来嘅就是肉身。
So the flesh is the flesh.
肉身就系肉身。
Like you and me sitting here.We have flesh and blood. We were born once from our mother.
就是在你和我一起这样在这坐在这我们是有血肉之体，是曾经从母腹生过出来的。
So he's referring to what Nicodemus was querying.
他就再重复告诉尼哥底母听，从肉身生的就是肉身。
So, That leads you, that birth, earth leads you to this earth.
那一个肉身生出来的就将你带到这个地球上。
But he said, that which is born of the spirit is spirit.
但他跟着就加上去说从灵生的就是灵。
Now, in Chinese, that which is born of the spirit is spirit.Does not make the difference between the two spirits, the Chinese.
在从灵生的第一个灵，从灵生的就是灵，同第二个灵字，两个灵你睇落系冇分别嘅。
But in actual fact, there is.
但系其实系有分别嘅。
The first spirit is, which is born of the spirit. That spirit is with the capital letter S. That is of the Holy Spirit, God's spirit.
从灵生的第一个灵系说明。神的灵。
You're born from the Holy Spirit.
我们是从神的圣灵那边生过来的。
Into where? Where is your, this newborn life? This born of the Spirit. He said, God, Jesus said, is Spirit.
重生，从神的灵开始生的就是灵。
This Spirit is in small capital letter S.
第二个灵就是我们的灵。
So the Holy Spirit, how does He give us new life? Is to give us new life in our spirit.
聖靈點樣喺我哋當中作重生呢件事呢？就係喺我哋嘅靈裏面作呢件事。
You see, God, when God created us, He created us with three components.
當神創造我哋嘅時候，係作成我哋係三部分嘅。
We have the spirit.
我哋係有靈嘅。
We have the soul.
我哋係有魂嘅。
And we have the body.
並且我哋有身體嘅。
So after Adam and Eve have fallen in the Garden of Eden,
當亞當夏娃喺伊甸園裏邊墮落之後。
Their spirit is cut off from God.
他們的靈就在神面前被關斷。
We'll go into this a bit later.
我們會再去看這件事之後。
So, when you are dead to the transgressors, you are not alive to God.
當我們死在過犯罪惡之中的時候，
You are not alive to God.
我們是在神面前是并非是活的。
You're not responding to God.
我们对神的事情对神是没有反应的。
So, first of all, we need to, the Holy Spirit need to make that spirit alive again towards God.
所以第一，圣灵需要在我的灵里面作重生这件事。
You see, many of us are not very much aware of our spirit.
在我们当中，可能我们不是常常留意到我们灵里面的情况。
But you know that when you believe in Jesus, when you believe on Him, the first thing He does is to make your spirit alive.
但你知不知道，当我们信耶稣的时候，第一件事情发生的就是他们将他在我们的灵里面作重生这件事。
This is the newborn life.
这个就是重生的新生命。
This spiritual, this new life is in our spirit.
这个新的生命是放在我们的灵里面。
I can say that many times we do not, we're not caring, we don't care about our spirit.
我能够这样讲，很多的时候我哋都唔留意到，唔想起我哋灵里边嘅情况。
Do you know it is so important？
但系系非常之重要嘅一回事。
Because before we believe in Jesus, our spirit was dead, and therefore we walk our own way, like we are sheep that gone astray in our own way。
以前我哋未信耶稣嘅时候，我们的灵是死的，我们就走自己的道路，好像如羊走迷路一样。
But when God, the Holy Spirit, make us alive in our spirit, then His Spirit is joined with our spirit.
但是圣灵在我们里面重生的时候，神的灵与我们的灵就拼在一起。
And we cannot be separated.
那我们就再不能够与分开。
Before, when our spirit is made alive, we begin to depend on the Holy Spirit.
当我们重生的时候，我们就开始来投靠这位圣灵。
We rely on Him.
我就开始信赖这个圣灵。
We are not independent, we depend on Him.
我们就不再走独立的道路，就开始做一个依赖的生活。
And when we are born into the kingdom of God,
当我们重生进入神的国的时
候， the kingdom of God is not what we can, we can see with our eyes, as, physical eyes.
神的国并不是我们肉眼能够见到。
We cannot even see it.
我们不能够见，从肉眼见到。第三节。
Because it's a spiritual matter.
我们不能够见神的国，因为这些是属灵的事情。
It's a spiritual realm.
是在一个属灵的境界里面发生的。
If you do not, if you are not born again, you won't be able to enter into this spiritual kingdom.
如果你并未重生的时候，你不会能够进入这个属灵的领域里面。
So for Nicodemus, though he is very intelligent, very knowledgeable, he is a ruler, he is a teacher, But to him, because this is a spiritual matter, it's not something physical, so he doesn't understand.
虽然尼哥底母是受过有很多学识，他是法利赛人，他是先生，但是这个是属灵的事情，所以他是完全不明白。
You remember, the disciple asked Jesus, show me the Father, show me the Father. And what did Jesus say?
你记不记得门徒问主耶稣说，啊，你将父显明给我们看看。
Jesus said, have you not known you've been with me for quite a number of days? Have you not known?
主耶稣的回答就说，你，哇，你已经跟我在这么久的时候一起，你还不认识吗？
So this knowing,It's not physically with our eyes, with what we can see, knowing.
这个认识并非是在你肉眼你亲身能够认识的。
He said, if you see me, you've seen the Father.
主耶稣说，当你见到我的时候，你就见到父。
So when you really see, when your eyes are open to see me, you have seen the Father.Seen the Father.
当你的眼被打开，你见到我的时候，你就见到父。
So, Nicodemus, though he couldn't understand at that time, but later, by the mercy of God, he believed on Jesus.
尼哥底母当然不能够认识当时，但是靠着主的怜悯，他之后就相信主。
Later on, he openly confessed his belief, his faith.In Jesus.
之后我们就知道他在众人面前来承认主。
So he's also pointing to him about himself will be lifted up on the cross in verse 13.
主并且在13和第四节向他说明有一天主要被举起来。
And、
要被钉十字架。
He's the type of the snake that Moses lifted on the cross.
他就是那个摩西在旷野怎样举蛇那个的预表。
He will also be lifted up.
主耶稣同样亦都会被举起来。
And when you believe on him,
当你信在他里面的时候
,it's not just you only.
不单只是你。
He said, everyone, verse 15.
一切信的人在他里面
，They will have life eternal.
他们都会得着永生。
So it is a spiritual matter.
是一个属灵境界的事情。
When you receive the new life in you, it is something spiritual.
当我们接受这个新的生命的时候，这个新的生命是属灵的。
It's not physical.
不是属于
物质
的。
So we need to understand. So when I ask the question, where is your eternal life?
当我问这个问题，我们的永生在哪里呢？究竟？
And of course we can't say it, we can't explain it.
我们很难解释到在哪里。
Because we cannot take it out and show you, look, this is eternal life in me.
因为我们不能够拿出来给你看，就在这里了。
Because it is something happened in our spirit.
因为这件事情是发生在我们的灵里面。
It is made alive by the Holy Spirit.
是圣灵在我们里面作重生的事情。
So let's turn to another passage.
我们再来看一处的经文。
Romans chapter 8.
罗马书第八章。
Romans chapter 8 verse 15 and 16, from 14 to 16, Romans 8, 14 to 16.
罗马书第八章第十四至到十六节。
Shall we read together?
一起再来读。因为凡被神的灵引导的，都是神的儿子。你们所受的不是奴仆的心，仍旧害怕；所受的乃是儿子的心。因此我们呼叫阿爸父。圣灵与我们的心同证，我们是神的儿女。
Yeah, this Chinese is heart.
在中文的翻译是翻译做心。
But it actually is a spirit.
但正确的翻译应该是灵。
So, particularly in verse 15 and 16.
特别留意在15和16节那里.
It says, "For ye have not received a spirit of bondage again for fear, but ye have received a spirit of adoption, wherefore we cry, Abba, Father."
你们所受的不是奴仆的灵仍旧害怕, 所受的乃是儿子的灵, 因此我们呼叫阿爸父.
The Spirit itself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God.
圣灵与我们的灵同证, 我们是神的儿女.
Just our brother let him set my spirit free.
真的, 好像刚才弟兄领诗的时候, 主啊, 释放我们的灵.
How can our spirit be set free?
我们的灵怎样能够被释放呢?
It implies that we have been locked up. The spirit has been locked up.
就是讲到一件事, 我们的灵 是曾经被受压、受捆绑的。
It perhaps is even worse than being locked up, is that.
甚至是说明到我们的灵曾经是死过的。
But here it says that the Holy Spirit and our spirit bears witness. The spirit itself bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God.
但是第16节说, 圣灵与我们的灵同证, 我们是神的儿女。
How can you be so sure that you are the children of God?
你怎样能够这么确定说你是神的儿女呢?
How?
怎样呢? 怎样做法呢?
You say, I'm a child of God, I believe in Jesus.
你说, 哦, 我当然知道啦, 我相信耶稣。
But it is the Holy Spirit bears witness to your spirit.
但是这里说是圣灵与我们的灵同证。
It's Him, the Holy Spirit, has made you, has given you new life, has made you the child of God.
是圣灵将这个生命赐了给我们，我们就能够成为神的儿女。
Our spirit has this witness of the Holy Spirit that we are the children of God.
我们里面的灵接受圣灵的见证，说我们就是神的儿女。
So you can be sure you don't need to the best witness, I say, that you are a Christian, you are a child of God. It's not that so-and-so say that you are, or Brother William say that you are.
所以我们就能够很确定地这样说我们是神的儿女。 并非是某人或者William说你是神的儿女, 是圣灵亲自的在你的灵里面作见证说我们是神的儿女。
You know in your spirit, because the Holy Spirit in you bears witness to the fact that you are a child of God.
在你的灵里面你深深地知道, 因为圣灵在我们里面作见证。
So verse 14 says, those who are led by the Spirit are the sons of God.
第14节说, 因为凡被神的灵引导的, 都是神的儿子。
What does it mean?
这句圣经节怎样解释呢?
For as many are led by the Spirit of God, these are sons of God.
因为凡被神的灵引导的都是神的儿子。
You see, before we are a free agent, as we do whatever we like.
以前我们 就是一个独立的人, 我们想做什么就做什么。
So this is very much we are the most important person.
我们就是全世界上最重要的一个人。
We can do whatever, I can do whatever I like.
我想做什么就去做。
Even though there may be a God, maybe God, I don't care.
就算你说有神吗? 我都不理睬他。
But here it means that once you have been made alive in your spirit, the Holy Spirit is in you. You no longer live that sort of life as before.
这里就说明当圣灵在我们里面重生之后，我们就会被神的灵引导。
We don't no longer live the life we lived before.
我们就再不会好像以前过去的生活一样。
You are dependent on him.
现今我们就来依靠投靠他。
You want his guidance.
我们会愿意接受带领引领。
So when you are a Christian, when you have the life of God, eternal life of God,
当你接受永生的生命的时候，成为神的儿女，
The Holy Spirit in you takes the most important place.
圣灵在你里面作了一个站在一个最重要的位置上面。
Your spirit begins to depend on him, on the Holy Spirit.
在你里面的灵开始来到投靠倚靠圣灵。
You begin to listen to the voice of the Lord, the shepherd.
你开始来到听主的声音，这位牧者的声音。
Because you are dependent, you depend on him.
因为你愿意来被引领，你愿意来投靠他。
The Holy Spirit in you, in your spirit,is doing the guidance.
圣灵在你的灵里面做这个引领的工作。
He wants us to learn, to listen to him, to be guided by him.
他愿意我们来学习被引导。
So this is a very big difference between the life we lived before and the life after we believe in Jesus.
这个就是在我们生命中一个极大的改变。以前我们做什么就靠自己去做，现今我们是被圣灵来引领。
So you know that before you are very active in yourself.
我们以前是自己是很非常之活跃的。
But now you're dependent on the Holy Spirit.
我们现在是作一个被引领，是依赖圣灵的一个人。
So the spirit, our spirit is being made aliveAnd we have eternal life, and we need to know what does this new life mean to us?
所以我们的灵被重生，我们要认识这个是什么一回事。
Later we'll talk about the soul. Later.
之后我们会再讲到关于魂的事情。
But we don't care very much, I think.We don't care very much of the fact that our spirit is made alive by the Holy Spirit.
但我们最着重的就是先要说明我们的灵是被圣灵重生。
Because this is the only way to enter into the spiritual kingdom of God.
因为这个是唯一能够进到神的国的道路。
So shall we turn back to John's Gospel chapter 4?
我们而再回到约翰福音第四章。
Further, Jesus wants us to know something very important about the Spirit.
主耶稣继续的来交通这件事情，关于灵的这件事情。
Chapter 4,
第四章
is talking to this woman at the well, a Samaritan woman.
是主耶稣对这个从撒玛利亚的妇人来打水的人来说话。
And of course,This Samaritan woman has a very religious outward religious life.
啊，依个撒玛利亚嘅妇人喺表面嚟睇咧，佢系一个宗教嘅人。
He can talk about the Jews that worship God in the in Jerusalem on the mountain. We worship God in our mountain, and that is verse 21.
佢哋喺二十一节系说明啊，你哋敬拜父喺唔喺呢个山上。在耶路撒冷的山上。
Verse 20.
第二十节那里。
You have your place of worship in Jerusalem.
你的祖宗你们敬拜的地方是在耶路撒冷。
We have our place of worship.
我们的祖宗就在这个山上面做礼拜。
This is very true to many of us.
对我们来讲这样是很真实的。
We worship a certain place.
我们在哪个地方 道嚟作敬拜。
You worship at certain place。
你就喺另外一个地方嚟做作敬拜。
And this is the place centered。
呢一个就系敬拜嘅中心。
It's the place。
系一个地方。
It's the set of religion。
系一个敬拜嘅中心点。
But Jesus said no。
主耶稣话并唔系咁样嘅。
It's not in this mountain or in the mountain in Jerusalem.
Verse 21.
In actual fact, he said, he put a time there. He said in verse 23, he put a definite cut-off time.
他将一个时候很确定的明显的摆出来。
A cut-off point.
这一个时间在嗰、那个关口度开始嘅。
In verse 23。
二十三节。
So it says, well, the time will come, but it is now。
佢话时候将到，如今就是了。
The time has come。
如今就是了。
It's now。
就系而家啦。
With him, we can worship God in spirit and in truth.
靠着主，我哋就能够用灵同埋诚实嚟拜他。
He said, God is a spirit.
神系灵。
And they who worship him must worship him in spirit and truth.
所以拜他的必须用灵、心灵和诚实拜他。
So worshiping God is in spirit and in truth.
所以我们敬拜神是用灵和诚实来敬拜祂。
God is spirit.
神是灵。
So that cut off point, that point, come to that point, Jesus said, as if you want to be set free from your religion, from your problem.
所以就说明说你要你的灵被释放，你要从宗教里面来被释放，你要来到这个关口。
You have all the history in you, being a woman, who had 5 husbands.
你有你的过去，这个妇人之前有五个丈夫。
You had your, she felt shameful of that.
她并且是很羞耻的一件事。
But now Jesus said, you can worship God.In spirit and in truth.
耶稣现在就说你能够用灵和诚实来敬拜。
Because God is spirit.
因为神是灵。
So spirit and spirit can have communication.
因为灵和灵能够相交。
Can have fellowship.
能够交通。
If you don't have, you will not make a life in your spirit by the Holy Spirit, you can't have fellowship with God.
如果圣灵未在我们的灵里面作重生的工作，我们就不能够跟神来交通。
We can't worship God.
不能够敬拜神。
That's why Christianity sometimes can fall into a set of ritual.
所以基督教有时会变成一些的仪式。
Or something you, the way certain things you do a certain way.
所以就作成一些的模式。
But Jesus is saying, in a sense, he say you can come to God directly.
主耶稣换句话来讲，就是你能够亲自的来到神面前。
You can worship him.
你能够敬拜神。
In spirit and in truth.
用你的灵同埋诚实敬拜。
In spirit we know.
用灵我哋明白。
It's in our spirit.
就喺我哋嘅灵里边。
And in truth we know.
喺诚实里边。
This truth, you can say.I come to God in truth.
你能够咁样讲，话我用诚实嚟到神嘅面前。
And this truth is, you can also say this truth is Jesus Himself.
你能够话呢个诚实就系主耶稣嘅自己。
And we can come to worship God in spirit and in Jesus.
我哋能够靠着灵同埋主耶稣自己。来到神面前。
Only Jesus is truth.
因为只有主耶稣就是这个诚实。
真理。
真理。
So the truth is, Chinese is honesty, sincerity, but in English is truth.
中文翻译就是诚实的意思就是真理 truth.
So this Samaritan woman, though she wasn't very honest with Jesus.
这个撒玛利亚人并非是很诚实的。
Jesus had to reveal to her. Jesus knew her.
主耶稣要来发问很多的问题，来到说明在他心里边，究竟又打开他的心里边有些什么。
And she then came to the real heart-to-heart contact with Jesus.
那他才能够心对心的跟主耶稣连上。
But how can she be set free?
但是这个妇人怎样能够被释放呢?
She came in the middle of the day, so hot, so the sun was so hot, she came in the middle of the day to get water from the well.
在这个五正的时候，最热的时候，她就来到这个井里打水。
How can she be set free?
她怎样能够被释放呢?
Only when she comes into having the Spirit enlightened by the Holy Spirit. Only when she received Jesus into her heart, into her spirit, as truth.
只有当她来到接受主耶稣，相信她，所以她的灵被圣灵来重生的时候，她就能够被释放。
And I believe that he has been touched by that.
我相信这个妇人就被感动。
She has been set free.
他就被释放。
Because later we just see the following verses, verse 28.
我们就见到之后第28节。
The woman then left her water pot and went away into the city and says to the man, "Come and see a man who told me all things I had ever done. Is not he the Christ?"
那妇人就留下水罐子，往城里去，对众人说：你们来看，有一个人将我素来所行的一切事都给我说出来了。莫非这就是基督么？
When you meet with Christ, you don't hide anything anymore.
当我们见到基督的时候，我们就不会再收埋什么东西。
It's nothing to hide.
没东西收埋。
So she was telling people, oh, this Christ, this Jesus told me everything of myself.
告诉众人，这个基督将我以前素来的一切事都说明出来。
This is setting free.
这个就是他被释放。
And what, and also, she left, verse 28, she left her, she left the water pot. She left her water pot.
第28节, 这个妇人就留下个水罐子。
Wow, I don't need the water pot now.
他再不需要这个水罐。Because
she found this new life, this living water cannot be taken from the well with a water pot.
因为这个新的生命并不是用这个物质的水罐子去打水来得回来的。Because
Jesus said to her, in your, from you, you have this living water flowing out.
主耶稣
as a fountain.
就是这个从他腹中流出来活水的江河。
这个 14.
第14节。
So, can you see the evidence in her? The evidence of her having the living water, having the fountain, the evidence is that, whew, I threw away, I left my water pot.
所以当她再不需要这个水罐子的时候，你就知道她得着了这个永生的泉源。
And you know that she has been, she's free.
你就知道她就已经被释放了。
Isn't it a wonderful testimony?
这个实在非常美好的见证。
From herself into the Lord.
从她自己里面被释放到主那里。
Coming, entering into the reality of the Lord.
释放来进入主的实际里面。
And in having the reality, in knowing I can worship God in spirit and in truth.
能够在实实际际的，在心灵和真理诚实当中敬拜父。
So this is something, say, so basic. It's the beginning of our new life.
这个实在是很简单，基本。 新生命的事情。
It's our relationship with God. It's through the Spirit.
我们与神藉着圣灵发生的关系。
And this is a new life.
这个是新的生命。
Before we went our own way.
以前我们走自己的道路。
Even after we believe in Jesus, we went our own way.
甚至我们信了主之后都仍然走自己的道路。
We don't realize that our spirit has been made alive. Therefore, our new life is one which is dependent on God.
我们不晓得我们的灵是已经被重生，已经是开始被圣灵来引导。
So let's turn to another passage.
我们再来看一处圣经。
First Thessalonians.
帖撒罗尼加前书。
We read chapter 5.
第五章。
Chapter 5. Verse 23.
帖撒罗尼加前书第五章二十三节。
We ask the brother to read.
愿赐平安的神亲自使你们全然成圣，又愿你们的灵与魂与身子得蒙保守，在我主耶稣基督降临的时候完全无可指责。
So Paul, when he wrote this First Thessalonian,
保罗写帖撒罗尼加前书的时候，
and he's writing to a brother and sister who have not believed in Jesus for very long.
他们写给一些新信主的弟兄姊妹。
And he was telling at the end of this letter, telling them that they have, there are in them the spirit and the soul and the body.
在书信要结束的时候，他就告诉他们听，你们里面是有灵、有魂、有身子。
It says that, these three makes the whole.
这个灵、魂和身子就成为一样东西，一个人。
When they say, in Chinese, 全然， in English is whole.
在中文里面那里就说
全然，
全然是全然成圣，是
This English means holy, sanctified.
是完全的，是唯一体的。
And this holy will be the spirit, whole spirit, soul and body.
就是说我们的灵与魂与身子得蒙保守。
So the new life is in the spirit. Now we need to really thank the Lord that I can't do anything to gain the new life.
这个新的生命是在我们的灵的里面，我们实在感谢主，我们说主，我不能够再靠着自己做什么。
I'm dependent on him.
我是现在开始能够来投靠你。
So what does it mean by the soul?
那魂是什么一回事呢？
You see, when God created us, with the soul, we can say simply, there are three things in our soul.
当神造人的时候，我们可以很简单的这样讲，魂包括了什么呢？
It's our mind, our intellect.
是我们的心思。
It's our emotion, our feeling.
的情感。
And also our will.
和我们的意志。
That makes you and I so different.
所以我和你就有这么大的分别。
Because we are, as an individual, we are different.
因为我们每一个人都并非一样的。
Our mind, our emotions, our feelings, and our will, our composure, can be different.
我们的心思、我们的情感和意志都是不同的。
Some of us are very emotional.
有些人是很激动的。
So emotional that you can easily cry, yeah?
或者很容易会被感动来喊的。
And some of us may be very compulsive.
有些人呢会是很冲动的。
But some of you are very calm and cool.
有些人呢就非常之 冷静嘅。
You are not an emotional person.
你非常之，你唔冲动嘅，你好冷静。
Because you are very intelligent.
因为你凡事都系深思熟虑。
Your soul, your particular strong point maybe to you is you are very intellectual. You are very calm and cool.
可能喺里边云里边嘅。非常一个美好的点就是你非常之冷静，你好能够冷静地去思考。
What about your likings?
咁你嘅喜好系咩呢？
It's in your soul.
就喺你嘅魂里面。
I know many of you like music or play a musical instrument.
可能我哋在座当中好多人都能够玩乐器或者好喜欢音乐。
Some of you may be playing the piano.
或者识弹琴。
Now you.When you hear somebody play the piano, particular for worship,
当你听到人弹琴，特别喺敬拜嘅时候弹琴
，you can hear the emotion.
你能够听到呢一个嘅心情嘅被嘅情感。
You can hear, oh, this sister, or this brother, he or she express her emotion, her feeling in the hymn.
你可以。能够从弟兄或者姊妹的诗琴当中听出他们要表达出来的情感。
I don't know whether you have noticed this. Maybe you haven't. Or anybody playing the hymn is playing the hymn.
可能你不知道有没有留意过，不知道。
But sometimes when you hear someone playing the hymn, the music,
但有时你听到他们弹诗歌的时候
it's very intellectual.
是非常之有技性、理性的。
It's very skillful.
是非常之有技巧的。
It's like Mozart.
好像莫扎特。
Not very emotional.
不是非常之很多情感的表达。
But very technical.
但是非常之有节奏、非常之有技巧的。
You see, we have our emotion, but sometimes we.In even expressing our emotion, we have a difference.
就算在我们怎样表达我们的情感的事上，我们都是不同的。
When you sing a hymn, a very emotional hymn, say it's very emotional.
当你唱一首很激动的诗歌的时候，
If you're not that type of person,
如果你不是那种很有情感的人的时候，
then you play very calm and very cool.
咁你就好冷静嘅嚟唱
，play very calm and cool。
哦，你就唔会表达好多情感。
And the brothers and sisters were shouting and singing, rejoicing, and you play very technical, very calm and very cool。
但弟兄姊妹就好大声、好释放嘅嚟唱，但系个司琴就好冷静嘅嚟弹呢首歌。
So your emotion is very different. It's detached from the emotion of that worship at that time.
所以个司琴嘅情感就同弟兄姊妹嘅释放嘅情感嚟脱咗节。
I don't know whether sister you consider yourself emotional or technical.
你话呢位姊妹你觉得佢系？
唔系，我哋觉得佢觉得佢点 ？How she feels herself?
司琴觉得系有情感，因为系有技巧。
Both maybe both.
可能两样都有。
Yesterday we were in St. Bruno.
昨天我们在 St. Bruno.
We heard, there was a sister playing the piano.
有一位姊妹是司琴。
And I felt different.
我觉得有点不同。
You see, our soul expression is different.
就是说明了我们的魂的表达就不同。
Some of you like,Salty food. I hope we don't like it so much.
有啲人咧都要食啲比較多鹽鹹嘅食物。
Some of you don't like salty.
啲人咧唔食咁鹹嘅。
So, if you are married together, husband and wife, one like saltiness and one no, I don't like it.
如果你結婚嘅一個中意食鹹啲，一個冇食咁鹹，咁就唔一樣。
Then you have to have two bowls of soup. One is very salty.
咁你要
no salt，
煲汤要分开两煲啊。
When you cook, you have to have two dishes of the same thing. One salty, one not salty.
当你煮美菜, 你要分开两碟。
So this is our soul, our liking.
就是我们的喜爱, 喜好, 我们的魂。
So after we become Christian,
当我们信主作为基督徒之后,
after our spirit is enlightened, is made alive,
当我们的灵被重生之后,
our soul, all the aspects of our soul, need to be brought to subjection to the Holy Spirit.
我们的魂就从那时开始, 需要被灵来管理管辖。
And before we do everything in our soul,
以前我们就在魂里面, 自己做什么就做什么。
You see, I also play a piano, but I'm not so good now. I play the piano before I play it because I felt I play because I'm very musical. So I played him according to my soul.
我都是懂弹琴的，并且我是非常有音乐感的，所以我就照着那些音乐就弹出来，靠着我自己的魂来弹出这首诗歌的弹法。
So I don't like Mozart because I think Mozart is too technical for me.
我就不太喜欢莫扎特，因为是非常都很难弹的。
I like those classical authors who is very emotional.
我喜欢那些古典的音乐，他们是非常有情感的。
So I play the hymns like them. I want to be very emotional.
我愿意非常有情感地将这首诗歌表达出来。
So I express my soul in the music, in the hymn.
我就将我自己的魂从诗歌中表达出来。
Now, gradually you realize that there is spirit in you. You're not just the soul. You are made alive.
慢慢的你就渐渐开始发觉到，里面原来是有灵的，重生的灵。 不单止是这个魂。
So your soul, your musical talent is brought to subjection of the Holy Spirit.
所以我的魂，我这个对音乐的认识， 就被这个灵，圣灵来管辖。
So you serve God in the Spirit. Though you're still very talented, but you serve God in your playing the piano or whatever in the Spirit.
所以 虽然你是很懂弹琴，但你就渐渐开始靠着灵来侍奉神。
Your soul is brought to subjection to the Holy Spirit.
你的魂就在灵之下被管辖，被引导。
There's another passage we say our spirit and our soul need to be parted, need to be divided.
在另一处的经文就说到我们的灵 与魂需要被分开。
You see, in Chinese, among the Chinese, we are Chinese, we say 灵魂, spirit and soul together.
In Chinese, we say 灵魂, spirit and soul together.
We don't have this idea that our soul and the spirit ought to be separate.
我们并没有这个认识, 灵与魂需要被分开。
Before we became Christian, we are all mixed up. Our spirit was dead. We only live by our soul.
以前我们未重生的时候, 我们的灵是在死亡当中, 我们就靠着我们的魂来生活。
So the Chinese got it all wrong.
所以中国人讲错了。But
after we believe in Jesus, the spirit and the soul are divided.
当我们从信主的一刻开始, 我们的灵与魂就被分开。
It must be parted.
它是必定，一定需要被分开。
If it's not parted, we are still mixed up. Mixed up in what is of ourselves, our own soul, and what is of the Holy Spirit.
如果我们的灵魂没有被分开, 我们属于自己的部分和神的灵的部分就 撈埋一齊。
So shall we read Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12?
希伯來書第四章第十二節。
Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12.
希伯來書第四章第十二節。
We ask our brother to read.
神的道是活潑的，是有功效的，比一切兩刃的劍更快，甚至魂與靈、骨節與骨髓都能刺入、剖開，連心中的思念和主意都能辨明。
So the soul and the spirit are parted.
所以你就見到魂同埋靈係被分開。
So you begin to see, like the example of myself, I'd play the hymns much with my soul. And I didn't realize that I play the hymns to worship God in my spirit.
就好似比例做我用我自己彈琴咁樣嚟講，我就自己用我嘅魂彈琴，但係彈嘅時候，我就用我嘅魂就受到靈嘅引導嚟敬拜神。
When we truly serve God in the Spirit, then our soul can be brought to the Holy Spirit.
當我哋真正嘅靠著靈嚟敬拜神嘅時候，我哋嘅魂就被引導都嚟敬拜神。
So this division of the soul and the spirit.
所以一個靈與魂嘅分開。
Now it is not how you can divide.
並唔係你自己能夠嚟將佢分開。
It is something in you.
係喺你嘅裏邊。
Everything in the new life is has the built-in how.Built in already.
所有嘅關於新嘅生命嘅裏邊已經包嘅，係都係從裏邊已經包括喺裏邊而出嚟嘅。
It's the built-in how 怎樣點樣
？Built-in how
喺裏邊有一個已經喺裏邊嘅啦，有一個怎樣點樣
？Okay, so 所有嘅
everything.Of life has the built-in how. It's just like many modern technology. It's built in a lot of apps. Everything.
这个属灵生命的要彰显出来的能力已经在你里面了，但是怎样能够发生关系出来呢？
No.
No. I'm sorry.
You see, often we ask how.
我们很多时候会问怎樣做呢？
How will my spirit and my soul be divided?
我的魂和靈怎樣能夠被分開呢？
You want to know the how?
我們如果要知道怎樣做法，
Your new life has a built-in how. Alright?
我哋嘅新生命已經能夠存著咗有一個活出嚟嘅呢個能力。
Like a washing machine，
好似一個洗衣機。
You press certain light wash or long wash or whatever you press。
佢嗰啲嘅性能嗰啲掣已經喺曬嗰度噶，你洗耐啲洗得冇咁耐。
就係性能。It's true. That's a built-in how, 就係嗰個性能。
個性能。
So the washing machine has a built-in how.
嗰個洗衣機裏面有嗰個性能喺嗰度㗎。
You press that and you will get that.
你撳嗰個掣呢，咁個性能就出嚟。
You don't need to teach the washing machine.
你唔需要再教呢個洗衣機點樣洗衣服出嚟。
So when we have the life of the law,
當我哋有主嘅生命嘅時候，
it has the built-in.How
嘅性能已經喺我哋生命當中。
How to study the Bible？
點樣我哋點樣能夠嚟讀經咧
？How to pray？
我哋點樣能夠嚟禱告咧
？How to serve the Lord？
我哋點樣能夠嚟侍奉主咧
？Many books you go to the bookshop or go through Amazon, you just type how to preach the gospel. I don't know how many books you have.
你去找一些书的时候, 你如何去传福音?
I think you come up with many suggestions, many books.
你会找到很多的书, 要如何, 要怎样做?
I haven't done that.
我没这样试过。
Maybe if you say how to preach the gospel, I only got one book, I think.
如果你说如何传福音, 我可能只有一本的参考书。
I tell you, I haven't read that yet.
但我还没读过。
It's still dusty on my shelf.
很多,并且很多层。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹,
do you know that when you have the new life, it has the built-in how?
当我们得着这个新的生命的时候, 那个新的生命的性能已经包括在生命里面。
When we were born as a baby,
当我们,
this brother may know more recently.
有一个新的小孩子出生的时候,
when they were,
he
or she, is it two boys or one boy? Two boys.
两个男仔.
Yeah. Maybe one another girl.
可能要想生一个女.
But anyway, when the new baby, a new baby is born,
当一个新的小孩出生的时候,
but normally, he or she will drink milk.
他小时候, BB 就需要喝奶。
And you know that the crying is often because the baby cries because he or she is hungry.
你知道, BB 大喊, 因为他需要喝奶。
He's hungry.
很肚饿。
The only thing he can or she can say is, oh, cry.
他们能够唯一的发表就是大喊。
So, the Bible tells us that when we are first born as a baby, we hunger for the spiritual milk of the Word.
当圣经说我们作一个才生的婴孩，刚刚信主的时候， 我们就有这个渴求，需要喝这个灵奶。
It's something natural.
是一个很自然的事。
And I hope you won't feed the baby with baby food as a baby, newborn baby.
很小的时候你不应该给那些
baby food.
Baby food.
婴孩食物。
婴孩的食物去, 给他。
You just give milk.
你给奶就可以了。
And he or she will be very happy.
啊,
I hope he or she will be happy.
BB 就会很满足的了。
Usually it's happy. Unless it's wind or something. Okay.
除非他戒了奶。
有 wind, 有风。
有风。
You have to burp.
要将那些气呕出来, 帮他扫风出来。
It was a long time ago when we learned this, when we experienced this.
在很久以前, 记起。
Because our children are grown up.
我的孩子都很大个。
So, a newborn baby, you don't need to teach the baby to drink milk.
所以新出生的婴孩, 我们不需要教他怎样喝奶。
Is that right?
是不是真的呢?
You need to read a book, how to teach a baby to drink milk. You need to read a book.
需不需要读一本书来教你怎样叫这个BB来喝奶呢?
Because the baby has a life that wants milk.
因为BB在他的本能中就需要喝奶。
So, after a while,
过了一段时间之后,
I'm talking about in a spiritual path.
我就讲是关乎属灵的长进的这个过程。
Then, some people start introducing to you.
咁有人就会为你介绍
if so, doctrine.
一啲嘅真理。
Theology.
一啲嘅神学。
They will start introducing to you the method, how.
就会教你如何要点样嘅做法。
Then, what happened is that you begin to go away, sidetrack from this life that you have as a babe, wanting spiritual milk of the word, you become complicated.
咁漸漸你就會從呢個作財生嘅嬰孩需要奶嘅樣子，就會漸漸嘅偏移咗，變咗非常之嘅
複雜，
搞複雜咗。
You no longer that simple as you were so simple. You begin to think that I know a lot more now, but you are getting the soul, your soulish growth.
你就漸漸地覺得，哇！我已經識咗好多嘅知識。很多的認識就變了你的魂就認識很多。
In your soul you grow, in your soul you are increased.
你的魂就漸漸的增加。
And in actual feeding of the life of the law, it has stopped almost.
在你的屬靈的生命的成長當中就差不多是沒有，再沒有長進。
You stop feeding from the Lord.
就冇從主繼續嘅嚟領受。
You are fed with lots of methods, lots of analysis, lots of theology.
就俾許多嘅神學嘅知識嚟灌輸，就咁樣嚟到領受。
And you know more and more of the Bible knowledge.
你就認識許多嘅聖經知識。
But you lost that like a baby hunger.For the spiritual milk of the word.
就好似一个 BB, 佢好需要呢个纯正嘅灵奶。
This is our experience, myself, my experience, maybe your experience.
呢个系我嘅经历，或者亦都系你嘅经历。
From the very moment you are born into the kingdom of God, you have the desire. You just read the Bible, every part of the Bible.It's so real and so satisfying, though you don't understand it, most of it. But you just read, keep reading. You're so happy, so satisfied.
从你刚刚重生的一刻开始进入神的国的时候，你就不断的读圣经，你就很开心，很喜乐的，很简单，单纯的去读圣经。
But my experience was, I lost that. I beganSome people introduce theology to me. Some people introduce a lot of books to me.
在我个人的经历当中，在那个时候我就被引导去很多神学的知识那里。
And I thought these things are good.
我就觉得啊，这些都非常好。
But I didn't realize that these things are feeding my soul.
但我没有发觉到原来那些知识是灌输使我的魂来增长。
But my spirit, my new life is shrinking almost. It's not being fed.
但我的魂、我的灵和我的新生命、并没有接收到任何的营养。
It's shrinking.
是一路收缩。
Until one day, a brother shared on the disciple. Jesus asked his disciples, Are you going to leave me? But theBecause some disciples, they left Jesus. Okay?
直至到有一日，有个弟兄嚟分享，呢一班门徒，好多人都离开主耶稣。
Jesus asked them, "Would you leave me?"
主耶稣话：难道你哋都要离开吗
？Then he said, "No. You have the word eternal."We won't go to anybody else.
又佢哋就话：你有永生之道，我哋还跟从谁呢
？What theology do we have to go to？
我哋仲要揾乜嘢嘅神学呢
？What are the things that we need to have that is better than the word of life？
我哋除咗永生之道，还要揾啲另外嘅乜嘢呢
？So I came to that point. Now this is my personal experience. I'm saying that you should do after the meeting. Now you listen carefully to what I'm saying.
依个系我个人嘅经历嘅见证，你唔需要跟住做。
You may not, or you may want to do, but it's out of your own will.
你或者都会，但系你自己作主意。
You see, I have lots of theological books on my shelf.
喺我嘅书架上有好多神学嘅书。
It's because at university I was introduced to this.
因为我在大学的时候就很多人介绍这些书给我。
But I felt all the time it was something missing. I felt this theology, this book, particularly telling you how to, you know, analyze the Bible, I felt there's something missing.
但我覺得呢啲神學嘅書教你點樣研究呢本聖經，還係差咁啲嘢。
Until I moved to Southampton, and this brother, maybe some of you know Joshua Chi, 謝志滿弟兄。
或者你都認識我喺修咸頓嘅時候認識一位弟兄。
He lived in London.
佢喺倫敦住嘅。
Anyway, and I began to more and more have this hunger again for the Word of Life.
我就漸漸嘅喺裏邊有個深深嘅需要。 要一個永生的道,
then I look at, I stopped reading the books, theology books.
我就沒有再讀那些神學的書。
You know, I spent a lot of money as a poor student buying those books.
那時是貧窮、貧苦的學生, 就花很多錢去買那些書。
Do you know those theological books are not cheap? 20 quid, 20 pounds sometimes per book.
那些神學的書是很貴, 20 磅一本。
Then I just felt, no. Seems these things I don't need them. So one night I decided to burn them.
我就發覺唔再需要呢啲書啦，所以有一晚上我就將啲書燒咗佢。
At the back of where I lived at that time, there were lots of bins, rubbish bins.
喺我住嘅後邊嗰度咧，就有好多嗰啲大嘅垃圾桶。
So I start burning them.
咁我就將啲書燒咗佢。
And I. Because it was quite dark, and I dare not have a big bonfire.
In
case other people would start wondering, was there a fire or something?
喺夜晚係好黑嘅，我就唔想咁大火，所以就。
Then I was very careful. Only if I burn a few pages of the book, it would become useless.
如果我淨係燒一本書嘅其中幾頁咧，就係冇用嘅。
Because I dare not throw in the rubbish bin in case the rubbish collector picked it up and say, wow, these books are very good, I can sell them.
如果那個垃圾佬來找到這本書未被燒光的，覺得很好，再去給人。
And then those who read would be like me.
如果那些人拿到這些書來看，就會變成好像我這樣。
So, I burned them.
我就將它燒了。
And I started noticing the bin started to change shape.
咁嗰個垃圾桶咧就開始變形。
So I quickly stop.
即刻停止啦。
I got some water from my flat and pour a lot to stop the the fire.
即刻揾水去滅火。
And then I never wanted to go back and look at the bin in the morning.
都唔想再睇個朝頭早去再睇個垃圾桶係變成咩樣。
Because I started seeing it change shape.
因為燒到變曬形。
Anyway, this is what happened in my life. Then I realized that, yes, I've gone wrong. And I then realized I've gone wrong.
這就是我個人的經歷，我就知道，我從正確的道路上走偏了。
So I started seeking the law. The law himself, I read the word of the law. Not depending on this theological book.
咁我就再去尋求主，單單嘅靠著主，再嚟到佢嘅話嘅面前。
Yes, I read the brothers, mostly the brothers who I read the writing. Because why? Because they read the Bible. They read the Bible. They only depend on the Holy Spirit, and they read the Bible. I begin to like those type of books.
我就開始讀一啲嘅屬靈書籍，咁呢屬靈書籍咧，嗰啲聖徒們咧就係靠著聖靈而讀經嚟得著呢啲心得，咁我就漸漸嘅開始喜歡呢類嘅書。
Then I realized because they really read the Bible, so it is good to read what they have seen in their reading of the Bible.
我就知道，哇！佢哋真係好用心嘅去嚟讀。 聖經，我就好喜歡去睇啲書。
And I'm more and more wanting to seek.
我就有更加一個渴求、渴慕嘅心。
And when I read, say for example, Watchman Nee's book, I tell you, I could not understand a lot.
譬如我就開始讀倪柝聲嘅書，但係開頭都唔係明白好多。
But I like reading.
但係好喜歡去讀。
It's like coming back to the real feeding. I have the spiritual milk of the word.
就係好似翻翻嚟到嗰個財生嘅嬰孩需要營養嘅奶一樣。
I read the Bible.
我並且去讀聖經。
Though I understand very slowly.
我係在認識上面是很慢。
Because why? Because I have not even seen that bit about my soul was very dominant in when I read the Bible.
因為當我讀聖經的時候，我並不知道，哇，原來我的魂是
很 active，
是非常之的活躍。
And I use my own intelligence.
我用我的個人的智慧去理解聖經。
So I was Nicodemus.
我就好像尼哥底母一樣。
The Lord as if could say to me, Don't you know? Don't you know?
主說難道你不知道嗎？
Don't you know that the spiritual things cannot be understood by your own human intelligence, your reasoning?
難道你不知道屬靈的事情並非你用你的個人的智慧能夠了解嗎？
So as you, I remember what Paul said to the Corinthian Christians, they were so soulish. Their soul caused a lot of problems.
記唔記得保羅對哥林多教會佢哋嘅說明？因為佢哋係佢哋嘅魂係非常之活躍。
So Paul said, you are childish.
你們是非常之幼稚。
So we read 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Just a few places.
哥林多前書第二章。
We read 1 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 12 to 16.
林前第二章第12至到16節。
Yeah. Perhaps we start from verse 12 to the end of the chapter.
林前二章十二至六十六节，我们所领受的并不是世上的灵，乃是从神来的灵，叫我们能知道神开恩赐给我们的事，并且我们讲说这些事，不是用人智慧所指教的言语，乃是用圣灵所指教的言语。将属灵的话解释属灵的事，然而属血气的人不领会神圣灵的事，反倒以为愚拙，并且不能知道，因为这些事唯有属灵的人才能看透。属灵的人能看透万事，却没有一人能看透了他。谁曾知道主的心去教导他呢？但我们是有基督的心了。
So it's very plainly here says that the natural, that is of our own self, cannot understand God's thing.
依度就好明显嘅说明，属血气嘅人并不能领会属灵嘅事。
It's a two different world.
系完全两个嘅境界。
No, he doesn't understand. It will consider the spiritual things foolish.
属血气的人会觉得属灵的事情是愚拙。
So that's why, in their pursuit, they cause lots of trouble.
在他们的追求里面就生出很多的难处。
Division,
就有分裂。
Lifting up men,
高举人。
The meeting is all disorderly.
他们聚会是乱晒大龙。
So it's coming from the soul.
因为是从血气里面出来，
it's,
从魂里面出来，
it's not from the spirit，
并非是从灵出来。
So how do we deal with the soul？
那我们怎样去改正这个魂呢？
How do we deal with the soul？
我们怎样来改正这个魂呢？
How would the soul be subject to the Holy Spirit？
怎样令到这个魂能够被灵来管辖呢？
Now this is a how。
这个就是如何了。
But how is also inside us.
但是这个如何都是我们新的生命的本能。
Because the life of the Lord in us will cause us, will make us to realize that we cannot follow Him with our soul.
因为主的生命会告诉我们，靠着我们自己是不能够跟从主的。
We have, 撞很多板， we have, hit many nails.
我们就会时常撞板。
Because we are soulish.
因为我们是属魂的。
After we hit many nails, we can, awaken up, say, oh yeah, this is the soul, my problem. So I cause a problem.
当我们时常撞板的时候，我们就知道，因为我是属魂，所以时常出错。
Brothers and sisters, so often we are very self-righteous, is that right?
弟兄姊妹，我们时常会是自义的。
I don't know, you are all very nice. But I heard, this sharing, I won't tell you where, but.
在今次的旅程，我不会告诉你在哪里，我听回来。
不会在这里， not here.
不是这个地方的。
Don't worry, don't start looking.
不需要两头望。
And this place, there is someone.
在这个地方有一些人。
Yeah, someone, one person.
有一个人。
This person, we call X.
某人。
X will always scold people.
某人呢，这个某人整天都会骂人的。
X is a believer, a Christian.
这个某人呢，是信了主的。
But X will, whenever you've done something wrong, X will come and tell you, you are wrong.
某人呢，当你去发现任何人做错嘢呢，佢就会去到你面前话，你做错咗嘢。
Even the responsible brother will be scared.
甚至系嗰啲
X will come to them.
带领嘅弟兄们都会有少少怕咗呢个某人。
And even the children, they done something wrong, X will go and scold the children.
甚至嗰啲儿童如果做错啲嘢呢，呢个某人会去闹嗰啲儿童。
And he, not only the children,The ex will go to the parents and scold the parents.
甚至个某人会去那些儿童的家长面前闹那些家长。
Like this poor brother, ex will scold you many times.
好像这个弟兄某人会去闹他。
Your children are small. Ex won't scold your children.
你那些小孩呢还小，他不会闹他。
But I'm sure ex will say, this is all excuses.
但是某人会对弟兄讲话，你咁多呢啲藉口。
Maybe X intention is good.
可能某人嘅佢嘅出发点系非常好。
But X has self-righteousness.
但系某人系非常之自义。
You and I are not perfect.
你和我并非完全。
Only God is perfect.
只有神是完全。
Only God is righteous.
只有神是义的一位。
And he, God will perfect us in Christ.
是神能够来在基督里面来成全无成我们。
We can't scold someone to change, can we?
我们不能够靠着骂另外一个人而叫他来改变。
Sometimes it can have the opposite effect.
甚至会是反效果。
So X has offended many people.
所以这个某人就得罪了很多人。
Many people stop coming to church.
很多人都渐渐不来聚会。
But X doesn't know.
但某人并不知道。
So we, in a way, we, our flesh, our self-righteousness comes also.It's from our self-centeredness.
所以我们的自义，我们的肉体就是从这个 自我里面出来。
Even our self-righteousness needs to be cleansed by the Lord.
就算是我们的自义都需要被主来洁净。
In Isaiah 66, I think, it is that our righteousness is like filthy rags.
在以赛亚书就说明我们的义就是好似呢个污秽嘅布一样。
And it doesn't, it is so filthy.
是非常之嘅破烂。
Chapter 64. And
64章
it's they're like verse 6, our righteousness is like leaves that are drying up.
64章,
第六節,
你们都像不洁净的人，所有的义都像污秽的衣服，我们都像叶子渐渐枯干，我们的罪孽好像风把我们吹去。
So this won't last, our self-righteousness.
是并不会长存的，我们的自义。
It's filthy.
是污秽的。
It's like leaves turning dry and then falling off.
就好像叶子渐渐的枯干，从风就来吹去了。
Falling off and then blown away by the wind.
就来叶子渐渐的枯干就被风吹去。
It's become nothing.
就变了无有。
So brother and sister, there are many, as we walk on, as we grow in this new life,
当我在这个生命中里面成长的时候，
then we start realizing, oh, many of ourselves, though good, is not good before God.
我们就会渐渐地发觉，其实我们里面的好在主的眼中并非是好。
We can be very self-righteous.
我会非常的自义。
But this is only a filthy rag.
But 其实自义只是污秽的衣服。
So we need the Lord to cleanse us.
我们需要主来将我们洁净。
Coming back to First Corinthians, the way to deal with us is the cross.
我们怎样能够被改正过来呢？我们需要十字架。
The Lord said in John that if you hold on to your soulish life, you will lose your life. If you lose your soulish life, you will gain life.
当主在约翰福音说，当你着重注重保留你的魂生命的时候，你就失丧生命。
It's soulish life.
你保留你的魂生命。
You love your soulish life.
你爱惜你的魂生命。
Then you will lose your life.
你就会失去你的魂生命。你就失去灵的生命。
You lose the life. You won't obtain the life which I want to give you.
你就不能够得着主要你得着的生命。
So the law even told us to lay down our lives.
主就要我们来到为他舍去我们的魂生命。
Lay down our soulish life.
舍去我们的魂生命。
And then in exchange, his life will grow in us and it will, His life will be like a wheat died, buried in the ground, died, and then will bear forth much fruit.
主的生命就好像一粒麦子埋在地里面，会结出许多的籽粒来。
So, our soul, how do we deal with it? How?
我们的魂，我们怎样来对付它呢？
It's the cross.
答案就是十字架。
Bearing the cross to follow him.
背起自己的十字架来跟从主。
And let the cross deal with the flesh.
让十字架来对付我们的魂生命。
First of all, it deals with the flesh by putting the flesh, by nailing the flesh on the cross.
第一，将我们的肉体钉在十字架上。
It's He, the Lord Jesus, dying with us on the cross.
是主耶稣基督与我们同死在十字架上。
We are nailed on the cross with him.
同钉在十字架上。
So the dealing of the soul starts with the cross.
所以魂的对付是从十字架上开始。
And it's the death of the flesh on the cross that begin to work in us.
是这个肉体在十字架上被钉死的功效在我们身上开始。
You need to accept the cross in your life.
我们需要在我们生命中接受十字架。
And then the cross will work in you and will bring forth, will hit your flesh, will nail your flesh, and you will remove your flesh.
然后十字架就开始在我们的魂生命中起作用，来对付，来除去我们的魂生命。
Our sins are dealt with by the blood.
我们的罪是主的宝血来对付。
But our soul, after we believe in Jesus, after we are born again, our soul needs to be dealt with by the cross.
但係我哋接受咗主之後，我哋嘅魂生命需要被主嘅十字架嚟對付。
It is a cleansing by the blood.
我哋嘅罪係被主嘅寶血洗淨。
And it is the eating, partaking of the Lord.
但係我哋需要從主嗰度嚟接受生命。
It's the blood deals with our sin.
係主嘅寶血嚟對付我哋嘅罪。
And the blood has life.
喺寶血當中係有生命。
Just how you know, Lord's table, our sister pray that the blood has life.
啊，就喺啊，我哋聚會啊，擘餅當中啊，姊妹禱告啊，寶血裏面有生命。
And in Leviticus 17, it says, "In the blood is life; in the life is blood."
啊，利未記第十七章嗰度話喺血裏邊係有生命嘅。
So the blood cleanses us.
係，所以主嘅寶血嚟洗淨我哋嘅罪。
But the blood also gives us His life.
但係主嘅寶血also亦都俾我哋有生命。
So if we in our weakness or we succumb to sin, we can ask the Lord to cleanse us.
當我哋有時被罪勝過嘅時候，我哋靠著主嘅寶血嚟被潔淨。
We ask Him to forgive us.
求主嚟赦免我哋。
Also, another aspect is the blood has life.
另外一方面就係主嘅寶血係帶著生命。
So our life is restored.
所以我哋嘅生命能夠嚟被恢復。
Brothers and sisters, don't feel that you can sin as if nothing has happened.
弟兄姊妹，我哋唔可以能夠繼續嘅去犯罪，以為乜嘢都冇發生。
Whenever we sin,
當我哋犯罪嘅時候
，the life of the law is checked by us, is hindered in us.
主喺我哋嘅裏邊嘅生命就被阻攔。
It's like only if the blood cleanses us, then life can be restored.
係我哋靠著寶血嚟被洗淨。但是靠着生命我们来被恢复。
So, to close,
总结。
We know that in the Garden of Eden,
在伊甸园里面
there are two trees,
是有两棵树。
You are familiar with these two trees.
我们非常熟悉。
One is the tree of the fruit of good and evil, knowledge of good and evil.
就是知识善恶树。
And the second one is the tree of life.
第二棵就是生命树。
And also, God say in this garden there are many other trees.
主话神话喺呢个园子里面有好多其他嘅树。
God say to Adam, say, don't eat the fruit of from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
主就对佢话，你哋唔可以食呢个知识善恶树嘅果子。
I have this tree of life for you.
我有呢一棵生命树为着你哋。
The tree of life is the type of the life of Christ.
呢一棵生命树就系主嘅生命嘅预表。
But after they disobey God, they eaten the fruits of the tree of the fruits of the knowledge of good and evil. After they eaten that.
但系当佢哋背叛。唔听话嘅时候，佢哋食咗呢棵生命善，呢棵知识善恶树。
They remain in the realm of good and evil。
佢哋就喺呢个知识善恶嘅一个境界里边。
It remain in the soul, the soulish。
佢就停留喺呢个魂嘅境界里边。
And they know right and wrong。
佢哋知道分别善恶。
They know what is good and what is bad。
佢哋知道善同埋恶。
But they are not in the realm of life.
但是他们并非在灵的境界里。
So God, after God cast them out, God even sent the cherubim to guard the gate of the Garden of Eden to stop them coming back and eat the fruit of the tree of life.
当主赶他们出来伊甸园的时候，他并且是有基路伯是封守在门口，叫他们不能够再去取用生命树的果子。
Now,Once who has sinned,
当一个人犯罪的时候
he cannot touch the tree of life.
他就不能够再接触这棵生命树。
God tells us that we are sinners, we have sinned, and we can't even touch the tree of life.
当我们犯罪是罪人的时候，我们并不能够去接触这棵生命树。
It's closed.
已经断绝了这条路。
So the solution is that we need to have our sin forgiven, cleansed.
恢复嘅路就是我哋嘅罪需要嚟被洗净。
We need to to have our Adam's and Eve, the spirit is gone, becoming dim, is dead.
亚当夏娃佢哋嘅灵已经失去功效，已经喺死里边。
Then we need to be enlightened, make alive in our spirit.
佢哋嘅灵需要被嚟重生。
We need to be cleansed of our sin.
我哋嘅罪需要嚟被洗净。
We need the Lord to die on the cross for us.
我需要主耶稣喺十字架上为我哋死。
Before we can eat the fruits of the tree of life.
然后我哋才能够翻去取用生命树嘅果子。
And He gives us new life.
主俾我哋新嘅生命。
Not only one tree that we can look at.
唔单止系喺一棵树上睇到。
But this tree, the fruits is in us.
但系依一棵树上嘅果子喺我哋里边。
We need to continue to feed on this tree of life.
我哋需要继续嘅去接受生命树嘅果子。
We mustn't stop on in the realm of the soul.
我哋唔能够单单停喺属魂嘅境界里边。
There are two almost like two chambers.
就好似有两个嘅 chambers
房间。
房间。
One is the soulish chamber.
一个就系魂嘅房间。
One is the Holy of Holies.
一个就系至圣所里边。
We can get into the Holy of Holies.
我哋能够进入至圣所里边。
And we have fellowship with God.
能够与神嚟交通。
Direct fellowship.
直接嘅对与神交通。
Where there is the Lord Jesus, the tree of life, where He has given us life.
主耶稣呢棵生命树就已经将呢条路，将个生命俾咗我哋。
But there is another chamber.
但有另外呢个密室。
I think it's quite open. It's not a secret chamber.
唔系密室，系一个间房。
Just a 房。
一间房。
Oh, which one would you like to go to?
你去拣边一个咧
？One is a chamber of good and evil.
依一个系一个知识善恶嘅一间房。
One is a chamber of the Holy of Holies.
另一个就系神嘅至圣所。
Which one would you like to go in?
你去拣边一个咧？
To go into the Holy of Holies, you have life, and you can communion. You have communion with God.
去到至圣所有神嘅生命，我哋与神有交通。
It is a spiritual realm.
系一个属灵嘅境界。
To go into the chamber of the fruit of the good and the knowledge of the good and evil, it's fine. Your soul will do.
去知识善恶嘅房间冇问题，你嘅魂能够喺嗰度。
There is no spiritual aspect.
但是完全与属灵的事情是断绝关系。
So to me is which realm do I want to go in?
对于我来讲，我是需要拣哪一间房呢
？To you, which realm would you like to enter?
对于你来讲，你要拣哪一间房
？It taken me a long time to realize that these two chambers are there, but the Lord wants us to go into the tree of life chamber.
对于我来讲，我花了很多的时间来到才知道。原来主好愿意我哋去依间至圣所嘅房间
，and there we can have spiritual union and communion with God。
喺我哋喺嗰度，我哋能够与主有非常好嘅交通。
So these two trees，
呢两棵树
，is a choice as well。
就系两个嘅拣选。
Which one would you want to go to？
我哋愿意选择边一棵咧
？One。It's the chamber of good and evil.
一间就系知识善恶嘅房间。
One is the chamber of the tree of life.
另外一间就系生命树嘅房间。
May the Lord continue to make it in our life, in the new life, make it more and more of Him.
愿意主喺佢嘅生命当中。等我哋更加嘅喺佢里边长大。
More and more of the Lord，
主喺我哋生命当中长大。
And we know a little bit today about the new life in us。
我哋今日早上认识咗一点点关于新嘅生命。
This new life is in the spirit。
呢个新嘅生命喺我哋灵嘅里边。
And this new the spirit and life and spirit depends on the law.
这个新的生命是需要完全的来依靠主。
It is more like our before we were going everywhere, not following the law.
就好像以前我们偏行己路，没有跟从主。
But now we are coming to the law.
但我们现在就懂得回到主的面前。
Our spirit depends on his guidance.
我们的灵愿意接受他来引领。
And we have the witness of the Holy Spirit in our spirit that we are the children of God.
并且圣灵与我们的灵同证，我们是神的儿女。
And in spirit we worship him.
在灵里面我们来敬拜他。
In spirit we know him.
在灵里面我们认识他。
In spirit we serve him.
在灵里面我们来去侍奉他。
And the blood has dealt with our sins.
并且主的宝血解决我们罪的问题。
And has kept us in fellowship with him.
保守了我们在交通的里面。
His blood has restored the life of the Lord in us.
主的宝血恢复我们的生命。
Even though we believe in Jesus, sometimes we sin.
虽然我们有在信了主，但我又偶然犯罪。
But the blood deals with the sin and restore the life of the Lord in us.
但是宝血对付罪，来将我们的生命恢复过来。
The cross deals with our soul.
十字架对付我们魂的生命。
May the Lord bless us with this knowing him, this really intimate knowing him.
愿意主在我们这个对他的交通里面联想的时候祝福我们。
A very intimate.
非常的亲密的交通的认识他。
You can tell the Lord.
你可以告诉主听。
Lord.
主啊。
I need you.
我需要你。
I depend on you.
我投靠你。
Without you, I can do nothing.
如果没有了你，我不能够做什么。
You guide me.
求你引领我。
You are the one who is coming to me and make me alive. You will continue to guide me. I depend on you.
你是寻找我使我重生的，我要继续投靠你，你引领我。
Your cross will make it real in dealing with my soul.
你的十字架来对付我的魂的生命，能够来起作用。
That your life may grow and may become prosperous in me.
所以你的生命在我里面能够来长大。
Shall we pray?
我愿意来祷告。
We ask Brother William to lead us in prayer.
弟兄为你祷告。
主，我
们
感谢我
们
赞美你。
Lord, we thank you, praise you.
俾我哋今朝早上面，让我哋睇见你向我哋讲嘅说话。
This morning, Lord, you show us what you want to speak to us.
主啊，真系我哋所领受嘅唔系世上嘅灵。
Lord, what we receive is not the spirit of this world.
乃从神嗰度嚟嘅。
But a spirit from God.
叫我哋能够知道神开恩赐给我哋嘅事。
So we may know the gracious things you want to show us.
我哋嘅主，我哋承认我哋对。圣灵的工作和我们魂的活动我们还不是很了解。
Lord, we confess that we do not have understanding of the operation of your spirit versus operation of our soul.
但我们要求主给我们真是再一次在我们心里面来作工。
But Lord, we ask that you work, operate in our hearts.
让我们真知道你。
So we truly know you.
主啊，我们愿意
Lord, we are willing to receive guidance from you. So we live before you shall be acceptable to you. May your Holy Spirit work in us so we ourselves willingly come before you to receive.So that our spirit, soul, and body be preserved. Because the peace of God Himself will sanctify us completely. We cannot do anything by our own self. but depending on Jesus Christ.
但愿主你的祝福临到你自己的教会。
May your blessings come to your church. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.